my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Waggle, 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 waggle.
Making honey isn't easy for the bees. 55,000 miles just to make 1 pound, you see. Flying to 1 million flowers takes a lot of energy. So if you want to help the bees, leave the honey be.
Habitat loss and pesticides, let's help the bees stay alive. Stop monocrops, be parasites.
If they die, we won't survive.
Dance, give the bees a chance. Join the Waggle Dance.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, justice, peace, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability.
Wiggle to the left, waggle to the right. Waggle, waggle.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is an Earth Day special, April 22nd, 2025. I'm featuring music by Vegan Queen V in England, UK, Mobius Loop in England, UK, and Elias Clay in Costa Rica. Join the Waggle Dance by Jen Armstrong, a.k.a. Vegan Queen V, a production of Bonobo TV Publishing in association with Bite Sized Epiphanies. Very special thanks, students, staff, and Musisi Mike, founder and director, the Atlas Vegan Community School, Uganda. We'll also be joined by an interview with John Blade in Luleå, Sweden, close to the Arctic Circle, northern Sweden. John Blade is an independent researcher. Mobius Loop. Quote, "We sing out this prayer for peace on earth, praying for an end to all wars." We sing out this prayer for peace on earth, praying for an end to all wars. This Earth Day theme on Vegan Nation is about sustainability with authentic veganism. And the primary principle in authentic veganism is understanding two principles. One, the golden rule, and two, the boomerang effect, also called as we sow, we reap. Thus, animal liberation, authentic veganism, is necessary to establish a new paradigm on earth of freedom and justice, joy and health for all. Another important component of authentic veganism is to be aware of agendas that are being perpetuated, especially in this decade. 1% of the human population now, since the agenda of 2020, has now doubled the wealth of the rest of the 99%. Double the monetary wealth of the rest of the 99% combined. And much of this is due to the military-industrial, dead flesh, dairy, egg, medical, media, pharmaceutical, big tech, banking complex.
Could I reach to my sister across the sea, wondering if anybody hears her pleas. And could I reach to the children that are caught in another generation of another man's war? Could I reach through the fire to the soldiers, to the generals that give these orders, to the kingsmen that draw these borders? You have the power to transform.
Elias Clay, performing live in Acapulco, Mexico.
You have the power to transform.
Quote, sending healing vibes out to the world.
Could I reach to the heart of the nation, to the people living on the reservations, to my brother with a bottle in his hand, to my sister with the needle cause she's seen too much to handle, to the kids that grew up too soon, may grace spirit come through and heal these wounds. Could I reach to the source of the pain, using music as a conduit to wash it all away? Could I reach to the child that's inside, acting out of hurt? I know you got your reasons why. Could I reach to the origin of the scars, to crack the shell around your heart? To crack the shell around your heart. To the prince with the world in his hands, and a family that raised you to be just like them. You are not your mother, you are not your father. They chose their own way, you can choose another. And to the queen with the need of control, time to let go cause his story's getting old. To the king that would hear these words, what kind of legacy you leave in this earth? You have inherited the power to ensure a legacy of growth or a legacy of war. But that's a choice that my people can't afford. Still standing strong after all that we've endured. Could I speak to the boy that's in your heart, the one that still remembers why he put up all the guards? I am sorry for whatever has been done to the child that you were, for the person you become. Could I reach to the source of the pain, using music as a conduit to wash it all away? Could I reach to the child that's inside, acting out of hurt? I know you got your reasons why. Could I reach to the origin of the scars, to crack the shell around your heart? To crack the shell around your heart.
That healing the inner child we were talking about earlier. We all have a lot of beautiful children inside of us. They need a lot of love. Including those people trying to control us, like you were saying. They need to heal too.
I dedicate this song by Elias Clay. I dedicate it to all the vegan activists out on the streets and the challenges they face just trying to help open up the hearts of the public to become a vegan and to liberate animals. After these short songs by Mobius Loop, we'll be hearing about independent researcher John Blade, and he'll also be joining us from Luleå, Sweden.
Goddess has spoken, goddess has taught me how to fix what's broken. Goddess is cauldron, goddess is potion. Goddess gracious, greater than the ocean. Goddess can heal us, goddess reveal us. Put your guard down so goddess can feel us. Goddess of birth, goddess of death. Goddess is the reason that we all have breath. So wake up from this space, tricks your living.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation's Earth Day Special. My guest is independent researcher John Blade in northern Sweden. I'd like to start out with sharing this quote from John's article on his website. His website is The Truth Seeker, and this is Questions and Answers About Veganism. Quote, before we jump into the questions and answers about veganism, I would like to make a short introduction to show you where I come from. I was practically born in the backpack of my father, who was a very active hunter and fisherman who hunted all kinds of animals like bears, moose, birds, and hares. I was also brought up in a small village with a few people that had farms, and I had friends in other nearby villages who had big dairy farms. I've been taught how to hunt different animals and also how to fish different kinds of fish, which includes the preparation of these animals, which means everything from slaughter to ending up on the dinner table. I want you to read this to understand that I firmly understand the perspective of one eating meat, of one that hunts, of one that fishes, and of one who was a farmer. I've lived it all and experienced it all for myself, but one day I woke up and realized the moral implications of all this, for the simple reason that none of it is necessary for our own survival, which is something I was never taught, but something I had to figure out for myself in later years. That said, I have to get this out of the way as well, and that is that one who is supporting the meat, egg, and dairy industries is actively supporting animal slaughter and cruelty, because the money that you pay for your, quote, food is going straight to the industries and farmers that are causing it in the first place. It doesn't matter if it's free range, happy cows, happy chickens, happy pigs, or whatever. They get slaughtered very early in their lives when they could have lived long and healthy lives instead. We do have another choice, and there are millions of us that don't consume or use animal products without any health issues or problems, but instead are thriving. The question of humane slaughter that often comes across as an argument, I have to say that it is a contradiction of terms, doublespeak. An example would be to ask yourself if it would be okay for yourself to be, quote, humanely killed when you do not want to die. No, it would not. There's nothing humane about it. The definition of humane goes as follows: acting in a manner that causes the least harm to people or animals. To kill someone who doesn't want to die is not causing the least amount of harm, it's causing the maximum amount of harm. End quote. John Blade, the Truth Seeker.
We're very fortunate to be joined by John Blade, an independent researcher in Luleå, Sweden. And John has been a vegan for 10 years. Welcome, John, to Vegan Nation. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And primarily, I've been doing research on nutrition, but also climate change, because when I decided to go vegan 10 years ago, those two were the primary subjects in the media. I couldn't transition to veganism if I didn't know for sure that it was sustainable when it comes to nutrition. But once I found that out, I switched over.
We're being hoodwinked, as you know, with all this stuff by the globalists, the technocrats, or whatever, how they're trying to initiate the digital ID and getting people on the carbon credit scores, and all that's all being implemented with the LED light and surveillance system. And in the USA, starting May 7th, everyone has to have a real ID.
For our listeners, I'd like to share a very short clip from a documentary from 2005, and we're listening to Aaron Musso, and the documentary is America, Freedom to Fascism.
And I, for one, will not accept a national ID card. And if nobody accepts a national ID card, and nobody can board a plane with that one, then let the airlines go bankrupt. And if you can't open a bank account in a big money center bank, then open an account in a small local bank. And if we can't walk into a federal building, I personally would consider that a blessing.
They're instituting it on May 7th, that anyone, from what I understand, who wants to fly in the United States is going to have to show this real ID.
Fear is the oldest tool of control. And one of the things they do is manufacture crisis where there are none, like with COVID, for example. They try to sell the idea of a deadly virus going around the earth and killing people. And that's why it was used to justify different policies, for example. They shut down the production, they shut down travel, they shut down small businesses, so big business could buy them up. That's why they manufacture different crises. So one of the crises now they try to manufacture is a human rights crisis, and that's why we need a digital ID, for example. So this digital ID, I know the European, from my perspective here in Sweden, the European leaders have tried to, or are trying to implement this digital ID, and I think we will see some of that next year, where they will try to introduce it. We will see what the people of Europe will say about that. I know you have this talk in the US to be able to travel this real ID, which is a digital ID, and so forth. The only thing we can do is try to live our lives as we always have and resist it and not accept the offer, because it is an offer to us. We can either choose that and live in a dystopian future where everything and everyone is controlled, or we can try and fight for a future of freedom. But that means also more responsibility, more personal responsibility. And sadly, people don't want to take more personal responsibility, but personal responsibility and freedom are linked. There's no way around that.
We're listening to John Blade, vegan, independent researcher in Luleå, Sweden. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with John Blade.
Well, that was the last time I saw my old friend. A tragedy happened I can't comprehend. He took his own life, or so it was said. Apparently shot himself twice in the head. My old friend was silenced for telling his tales of flying machines spewing toxic chemtrails. But his story remains about what those planes spray. And when I look in the sky, I can still hear him say, look up to the sky, and ask your government why they're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.
That was Conspiracy Music Guru in Spain, Look Up. And welcome back from the break. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with independent researcher John Blade in Sweden.
Could you talk a little bit, please, about what we see happening in the skies with the stratospheric aerosol injections and what they're saying? They're doing it for sun dimming, which there could be other reasons.
There's no doubt in my mind about geoengineering, and that it's running globally, and that is a huge problem. You can maybe guess what it would be like when we have like barium, strontium, and all kinds of aluminum dioxide and those kind of particles. It will affect our airways, our lungs, so there will be, or maybe we already see that there is an increase in respiratory illnesses all around the world because of this geoengineering going on.
What goes on with the animals in labs and lab animal breeding facilities?
If you look at modern medicine with the Rockefeller and the whole Rockefeller medicine, we can go back at least 150 to 200 years. We see that they were used for many cruel, and still are today, many cruel experiments, like when they try to prove, and I put that in quotation marks, like when they try to prove that the polio virus caused people to be paralyzed, they took some animal ingredients from an animal that allegedly had polio, and they injected that into the brain of monkeys. They just used some ingredients from a paralyzed monkey and injected it into another monkey's brain, and that's how just one example of how animal experiments are done. So it's just insanity running amok. But they can also use different serums of animals. So in virology, for example, or germ theory, where they use bacteria or edge viruses, then they use like tissue cultures, and those tissue cultures require a serum in order for the tissue to survive, and that serum is fetal bovine serum. And how do you get that fetal bovine serum? Well, you get it from the unborn calf from their heart. So they take a needle and put that inside the heart of an unborn calf and extract that serum. And that serum is then used for these experiments with the tissue culture. Experiments, you can't substitute the serum with anything else, because the tissue don't survive without that serum.
Here is a further explanation of the collection of the serum. After slaughter and bleeding of the cow, many times dairy cows, at abattoirs, slaughterhouses, the mother's uterus containing the calf fetus is removed during the evisceration process, removal of the mother's internal organs.
They can also use different kinds of tissue from animals. So in virology, they use, for example, monkey kidney cells.
Thank you very much, John. And where can our listeners find you?
So where people can find me is on truthseeker.sc. That's my website. You can also find me on Substack. The address is johnblade.substack.com. On my website, you can find links to all of my social media channels, and I'm primarily on Telegram.
When I think about the digital ID and excuse that all of this needs to be implemented based on zero trust, I relate pretty much everything to the boomerang effect. And so when I think zero trust, I think, well, that explains it clearly with, you know, they use the statement of regenerative agriculture, and it's a small farming and the organic. But if they're exploiting and enslaving animals, that's going to boomerang back to humanity, especially with zero trust. The animals trusted that they were well cared for, well fed, well sheltered, yet then still exploited either for their ovular menstrual secretions, eggs, their breast milk, dairy, or their flesh, or their offspring, or their lives. Eventually, I think when we reach the tipping point of authentic veganism on the planet, all this ridiculousness in this control and surveillance through the LED lights and cameras and the panopticon and the facial recognition and the real ID and the digital ID. Just see it getting worse unless we really help to veganize the planet, meaning authentic veganism, animal liberation. Do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, I should also mention that we, like in history, I think most people are familiar with the Watergate scandal. And from that we got all kinds of scandals, including Climategate. And Climategate happened in 2009, where it was highlighted that scientists or climate scientists or so-called climate scientists were caught red-handed in emails where it was shown that they manufactured data that they to promote this global warming idea. They manufactured data, they intentionally hide data, they even corrupted data, all to manufacture a pattern or an image or an idea, if you will, that man is the driver of climate change. And just a few years after that, there was another Climategate 2, where NOAA was involved as well, where they tried to hide data and manufacture data and present it as raw observed data, which is old. So you have all of these corrupted organizations and institutions. Further away we go from real biology, more likely we are to deceive ourselves, because if we are just playing with computers, then we can come up with all kinds of crazy stuff that has nothing to do with reality. And sadly, that is the direction we are going. We can see that in virology, we can see that in medicine in general, that everything is becoming more computerized all of the time. And the more we start to use computers in that sense, the more we are removed from reality. Yeah? And that's going to create a bunch of downstream effects that none of us wants to see. So what we need is coming back to nature and come back to ourselves.
Children back to mama, can you feel her? Oh, back to mama, can you feel her?
So when you say, oh, humans are the top of the food chain, I say, well, no, we're not, because I believe in the boomerang effect, that everything reflects back, all our actions, and so we become the prey of the chemical industry. So everything's being poisoned, whether it's the land, the food, the water, the air, or all the massive diseases. I just see it in the form of reflective vibrations.
This song is called Rule and Illusion by Elias Clay, featuring Presence. We also heard the piano music of Will Tuttle, Calf Song.
The spiritual war is soon to be no more, and it's run its course. United Nations Environmental Program. So you see, the whole environmental movement that started in the 70s was created when more strong. They had a strong connection to the Rockefellers. The same people that set up Big Pharma, that set up the whole oil-based system.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge.
Thank you for having me.
Joined by many hands, we come from many countries, in our circle it expands.
I'd like to thank my guest, John Blade, in Sweden. And much thanks to all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And to all the vegan musicians, thank you. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a beautiful, lovely, harmonious day. Wishing you a beautiful, lovely, harmonious day. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Chance, join the wild.